Welcome to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message, entitled Transformed Like Jesus, is given by Pastor Bob Geckler. A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It seems to me that as a society, and especially in many communities of faith, we have lost our sense of awe and wonder of God. The majesty seems often to be a thing of ages past. We try to bring God down to our level, and sometimes I think try to put God below our level. There can at times be a feeling that we are in charge. We will tell God what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Such viewpoints are certainly more common in some churches than in others. Today, we celebrate and observe the Transfiguration of Jesus. One of those Bible stories that I think really shows how majestic God is. Our first reading for today from the Old Testament book of Exodus conveys that power and glory as well. Moses went up Mount Sinai, and while on that mountaintop, he spoke with God. He came down with the two tablets of the covenant law that God had given him. His face glowed with an incredible radiance. Those who saw him were frightened by his appearance and didn't know what to think. Moses called the people to him, and they came. They heard what Moses had to say about his encounter with God. But they were clearly still a bit apprehensive about this unusual appearance. Moses put a veil over his face. Not a matter of fear, but a matter of respect, both for the Israelites and for God. When Moses spoke with God and was in the presence of God, he felt the tremendous power of God and his glory. Do we? Jesus called his disciples to follow him. He made it clear that they were to follow him with all they had. Half-hearted efforts just don't cut it. Jesus told them, "If you are ashamed of me and of my teachings, then the Son of Man will be ashamed of you when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." About 8 days later, we hear of Jesus going up a mountain to pray, to be in God's presence. He took along some trusted disciples, Peter, John, and James. While they were gathered there, Jesus' face changed, reminiscent of what we heard about Moses. And Jesus' clothes became a bright white, almost blinding, like a lightning bolt on a dark and stormy night. As if that weren't enough, there appeared with Jesus two of the great figures of the faith, Moses and Elijah. Can you imagine the feeling these disciples would have had? No doubt scared. They quite possibly fainted. They were completely awestruck. They didn't want this experience to end and wanted to build shelters so they could all stay there. like us, they wanted to somehow contain this experience of God. But like us, they could not. Then we hear, much like at Jesus' baptism, "This is my Son. Listen to him." Can you imagine hearing those words spoken to you from heaven? How powerful! How convincing! Have you heard those words? I hope so. Perhaps not from a voice in the clouds, but maybe from a small voice that seems to come from within, when everything around you seems hopeless. Maybe in a time of serious illness, when you wonder how many more breaths you have. God does speak to us. Do we hear him? Do we listen? We need to be transformed like Jesus. To be transformed is to be changed. Like the transformers on the power poles along the street change the electricity from one voltage to another to make it usable for us. A transformation of our lives can occur as well. When we have been transformed through God's grace and power, we become stronger in faith and more useful in serving our Lord Jesus. Jesus was transfigured, transformed in appearance, so that we could have a glimpse of his glory and of the glory and power of God. But Jesus was human as well. And we see that side towards the end of our gospel reading. A man calls out for Jesus to heal his son. He complains that he had asked Jesus' disciples to heal the boy, but that they could not. "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." Now Jesus, of course, healed the boy. He commanded the evil spirit to leave him. But we see a side of Jesus that we don't too often see. Frustration. Jesus has good reason to be frustrated with that crowd. They doubted him. They doubted God. Jesus has good reason to be frustrated with us. We doubt him. We doubt God. God tries to show us the way to life. God sent Jesus to dwell with us as a human being, to share our trials and tribulations, along with our joys and celebrations, to be with us, fully human and fully God. Today, we have been invited to be part of the family of God and to see his glory and wonder firsthand. We can accept God's invitation, or we can turn it down. That choice belongs to each one of us. Amen.
Amen.
And please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to see you in the glory that is indeed yours from the Father. Lead us to follow and accept your invitation, that one day we will see you face to face in transfigured glory. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message, entitled Transformed Like Jesus, was given by Pastor Bob Geckler. May the love and grace of our Lord Jesus dwell within you.